Blog Talk Radio.
A few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Gentlemen, rock and roll.
Hey guys, it's been a while. I hope you guys all had a wonderful holiday, and I hope you're having a wonderful New Year so far. I have a great show planned for you guys. As you know, this is DJ Styles. Did you hear the news? David Bowie just passed away. And speaking of my next show, even though this is my latest show so far, I'm going to be doing a David Bowie tribute show at the end of this month on Tuesday the 26th, so please tune in to that. I will keep my Facebook page updated and put information on that for you. And if you would like to call at any time, the number here is 646-668-2433 to share your insights about David Bowie, or if you just like to hear a specific Billy Joel song, please let me know. And that song that you just heard was You May Be Right, and that song was his single from his Glass House album that was released in 1980, and that's one of my favorite songs. I love that. You may be right, but you may be wrong. It's just a great song. The next song I'm going to play for you is We Didn't Start the Fire, and that is another one of my favorite songs. I really think he could have made a new version of that song from today, from all the things that's happened. Because, you know, as you know, that song won a Grammy Award, Record of the Year, when he first did that. And it was also one of his number one hits in the U.S. And it was basically about events in 1949. And it was released off of his album Stormfront. You know, it's just such an inspirational song. You know, how could you forget? You know, but just, I can't believe it. And I just recently, I don't know if you guys watched the Tonight Show, but by Jimmy Fallon, that was a great show. I was on last week, I believe, or so. But that was really great to see him perform again, and just Jimmy Fallon was hilarious, sitting on their piano, singing Piano Man with him. If you haven't seen it, look up the episode on Hula and watch it, but it is just, oh my God. But, you know, and David Bowie, I just can't believe it. I mean, my favorite, you know, song is Let's Dance, of course. How can you forget Rebel Rebel, even though that was, he was around even way before I was born. But anyway, you know, he's such a great artist, you know, and one of my other favorite songs, but from Billy Joel, that I have to say, I'm going to play later, but I will save that for you. But anyways, then after you guys have heard anything that you like, please feel in the call again. You know, just don't be afraid. You know, if you got something to say, let me know. If you want to hear a song, I have plenty of them. But here is the next song. Hope you enjoy. I mean, I will admit I'm a big Star Wars fan. I thought it was great. I don't know. Some people didn't think it was so great. Others thought it was wonderful. I actually went to see it with my whole family Christmas night. And let me tell you, that was great. I went to the Rotterdam Square Mall, and there's a lot of other theaters around that might have these special seats that you can go to see either in 3D or in 2D. And these D-Box seats, I don't know, it's really cool. It's as if you're at Universal. You sit in these seats, and they shake, and they move side to side. They move up, they move down, they vibrate. Oh, my God. It's a good thing that they didn't have those seats for 50 Shades of Grey, that any of you that are 50 Shades of Grey fans, because let me tell you, oh, my gosh. But anyways, it was pretty cool because, you know, when BB-8 rolls out, it's so funny. You actually feel as if you're BB-8 rolling across the sand. And, you know, when the Death Star goes off, you know, and then you have the Millennium Falcon, going off, and then you got all these ships, any ship in the movie. It was just awesome to feel it land and to go off. And then you felt like you were being just, you're being exploded by these explosions. You felt as if you were the explosion. It was just, oh, my gosh. If you have a chance, go to any of the movie theaters and see Star Wars if you're a Star Wars fan. And make sure you purchase those D-Box tickets because they are awesome. They're not very expensive. The theater I went to, they were $16.99 a person. So it's not too, too bad. But I would urge you to go see it in 3D as well. But if you don't have a strong stomach, I would recommend just doing it in 2D with those seats because sometimes it gets intense. You can adjust that intensity from high, medium, and low, but in my opinion, it was better on high because it's just out of this world. I think they should have that for every action movie out there, but that's just me. Anyways, getting back to the David Bowie thing, the 26th, the end of this month, I'm working on putting together a David Bowie tribute show for you guys, and I am going to play some of my favorite songs, talk about a lot of different movies and things that he's done, talk about his new album and whatnot. But back to Billy Joel, I'm sort of getting off topic here, but that's okay. We have a full 2 hours, so I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. But, anyways, back to David Bowie. You know, he's wonderful. So I hope you guys tune in for that show. But Billy Joel is wonderful. He played at many of the stadiums. He played at Yankee Stadium. He was one of the last performers to ever perform at Shea Stadium before they ripped it down. For any of you Mets fans out there, woohoo, go Mets! We made it to the World Series, baby! But you know what? We may not have won, but we made it. Woohoo! Maybe when we get our star players back, you know, everybody's doing good. Maybe this year we might be able to get to the World Series again. 2016 might be the year again, but, you know, we'll see. Keep your hopes up. Don't lose faith for all you Mets fans out there. You know, just don't lose faith. We could do it again. In fact, I have faith in the Mets. I think we might be able to do it again because we are an awesome team. Go Mets. You know, and did you guys hear that David Wright is going to be gets receiving many awards because he is actually going to be in the Hall of Fame, which I find great because I love David Wright. He's one of my favorite players. But anyways, going away from baseball and back to Billy Joel, the next song I'm going to play for you guys is Piano Man. And we all know and love Piano Man. I mean, really. You hear Piano Man, and you could just sit back and listen to that song over and over and over. Piano Man was released by Billy Joel on November 2nd, 1973, and it was Joel's first major hit and signature song, and he hates it. He absolutely hates it. I mean, I've heard in interviews he says he hates playing it. When he goes to the concerts, he will just come out and he'll play the song on the piano. He'll get people started and say, hey, you know, I'll get you guys started, and then you guys can sing the rest. I don't know why he hates it. I think it's such a great song. But, you know, hey, I'm not Billy Joel, so I don't know. I guess we'll never know why he doesn't like it. But anyways, it's great. It's been talked about and played in many movies. It was mentioned in The Grown Up starring Adam Sandler. I don't know if you've seen that movie. Great movie. If you hadn't, it's a really funny comedy. But anyways, here's Piano Man. Enjoy. And again, feel free to call in at any time. The number at the studio is 646-668-2433. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/DJStyles. My page is really easy to find. It's got various artists in the background with a purple guitar. So check it out. Tell all your friends. Tell your families. Like it. Share it. Whatever. But just, I urge you, check it out. I put all my stuff from previous shows, and I will keep you guys updated on my David Bowie tribute show. But here's Piano Man.
La 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 talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life.
Awesome song, and of course, the next song I'm going to play does not really even need an introduction, but all I'm going to say is think of the American flag and Bruce Springsteen standing backwards with a red handkerchief in his back pocket. Here's the next song, which is also one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
What an awesome song. Anyway, feel free to call in again for any of you that missed the number for the station. The number here is 646-668-2433. Again, that's 646-668-2433. Feel free to call in at any time to share your insights about Billy Joel, to put in a song request, or talk about anything you'd like related to the show, not related to the show, but I hope it would be related to Billy Joel, or, you know, if you would just like to say what a great job I'm doing, or if you would like to have a request for maybe a song you'd like to hear from Billy Joel once again. Anyways, the next song I'm going to play for you is Big Shot. Then you will be hearing Don't Ask Me Why again by Billy Joel. And then I'm going to mix things up throughout the show and throw in a few hits from today and go back and forth since we have a full 2 hours. But Big Shot was the second hint single from Billy Joel's album released in 1978 called 52nd Street. The song was originally released in 1979, and it was his single from his album My Life, and it peaked at number 3. So here's Big Shot. Hope you guys enjoy.
In the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see.
I'm going to play is from the Fall Out Boys. It's called My Song Knows What You Did in the Dark, Light 'Em Up, which was actually, it's on new Guitar Hero for the PS4, which I think is an awesome game. I mean, I don't know, don't ask me why I think it's better. Well, actually, know what you can ask me, I'll tell you. I think that this game is much better because you're playing for a live audience rather than just the norm, you know, and you're just... You're not just playing for video game characters. The audience will boo you. It's a live audience. If you're doing really bad, they'll boo you. They'll throw stuff at you. And it feels as if you're in a real, you're playing at a real concert for real people. And then, of course, you can play music videos, which is really cool. And, you know, it's just great. And I love this song. It's one of my favorite Fall Out Boy songs. I will rock out to it with friends and family. And most of all, you know, it's just a wonderful song. After that, I've got Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake Fitmo, which is a new song that just came out last year. And I will tell you more about the songs to come afterwards. If you have any songs you'd like to hear, again, feel free to call in. That number is 646-668-2433.
Careful making wishes in a stop, can't be told when it hit that. Mouth in the sides in a
To hear is Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake Big Mo. That song was released off their album Departure. Thirsty here, should probably get a drink. Anyways, that was released off their piece is the Mission album, which was released on March 2nd, 2015, and it hit number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's a really groovy song, and I hope you enjoy.
Warm, we were bold and young. All around, the wind blows.
Oh my God, that's such a great song. Ooh, need somebody to lean on. Look at fire gun. Oh, we need somebody. Oh, I love that. Anyways, I could just sit there and do the karaoke of that song all night and the dance moves. Oh my gosh. Anyways, if you want to learn the dance moves to that song, there's a video on YouTube that you can look up. As there's several videos, actually. I would actually like to learn the dance moves to that song because, oh my gosh, it just makes you just want to dance. Anyways, back to Billy Joel. The next song that you're going to hear is called Only the Good Die Young, and that is also another one of my favorite songs, so hope you enjoy. Stay tuned and rock on, everybody. From Billy Joel. The next song you will be hearing is Any Way You Want It by Journey. Another one of my favorite songs, obviously, if any of you have heard my Journey show. You can check that out on my Facebook page, Facebook DJ Styles, and look for the purple guitar. It's the easiest way to find it. Really simple. Once you get there, you can scroll down, see all of my previous shows. I always keep everyone updated. And these next couple weeks, I am doing a little change in my schedule. Instead, those of you that follow my shows weekly, as you know, sometimes I will come on with my co-host, Uncle Jim. Also, you know, I've also in my previous shows, you've heard Uncle Jim and I talk. We might be doing another show together sometime soon. I will let you know if we are. But since of a little change in the schedule and things that are going on right now, I will be doing a show on Tuesdays now, just until May. Then I will be switching it back to Wednesdays at 4:30 instead of Tuesdays. But for now, I will be doing my shows on Tuesday at 4:30 to 6, as usual. Make sure you check out the Facebook page for more details. I always keep you posted, and I will try my best to keep you updated. And also, if you have any questions or you would like to hear another Billy Joel song or any song in general that you would like to hear, please feel free to call the studio. That number is 646-668-2433. And again, that number is 646-668-2433. And here's Any Way You Want It. Speaking of Any Way You Want It, you know, I would much rather have this snow go away. But, you know, it's good for us people in New England and Vermont since we've been a little bit lacking on the snow train. The snow just arrived. In fact, it's a snowy day here in Vermont. Oh, my gosh. It started snowing this afternoon. It's been snowing all day. But, you know, I'm kind of glad because I like it. It's not too fun to drive in, but, you know. Anyhow, and then those people, poor people that had to deal with flooding, I can't imagine what that was like. But anyways, a little snowy weather, but that's okay. As long as we don't get 3 feet anytime soon and no one gets hurt, it's all good. And, you know, check out Killington. Go to Killington. Go skiing if you're a skiing fan and you like to ski. For all you people that are into skiing, you can go up to Killington, check it out in Vermont. It's a great ski resort. You can also go to Pico. That's another great ski resort. You can also go tubing down the mountain if you've ever done that. That's pretty fun. Anyways, here's Any Way You Want It by Journey.
Any way you want it, the way you need it, any way you want it. Hey.
All right, guys. In case you were wondering, Journey is on tour once again. I would actually like to go see them again. They're going to be at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in July, and they are touring with the Doobie Brothers and special guest Dave Manson. I actually have some Doobie Brothers for you, and I hope you are enjoying the show so far. You know, feel free to check out the Facebook page again. As I've mentioned, feel free to call the studio. The number is 646-668-2433. Again, that number is 646-668-2433. If you want to chat about Billy Joel, any of the songs I played, if you'd like to hear any songs, please let me know. Other than that, I hope you're enjoying the show once again. And the next song I'm going to play for you is If Today Was Your Last Day by Nickelback. Hope you enjoy.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind, and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. Yesterday was your last day, tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every night you have. Yesterday was your last.
Today was your last.
right, guys. Little back to Billy Joel here. The next song you will be hearing is Uptown Girl. Then after that, I have a Doobie Brothers song for you called The Doctor. And then we're going to go back to another Billy Joel song. I hope you're enjoying the show so far, and stay warm. It's chilly out there. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful evening. And here's Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
guys. The next song you're going to hear that I'm going to play for you is called Pressure by Billy Joel. It was released in 1982 from his album Nylon Curtain, and it was on B-side, the B-side of the old record. I know records, come on. I mean, I wasn't around when records were around, but I know my mother and father were. I actually think the records are pretty cool, that I actually like to purchase a record player one of these days for myself, because I actually own a record, a few. I have one hanging on my wall that of an artist that I'm sure we all know and love dearly, for any of you Joan Jett fans out there. It's actually signed too. So, you know, I love records. And anyways, Billy Joel is awesome. I've actually loved to purchase one of the actual original Billy Joel records. Got to get out there and do that. Anyways, I'm sure if any of you been on Pandora, get on Pandora, get the Billy Joel station, go out there, purchase his records. Watch that show that he was on, the Tonight Show, at that episode. Again, that was on Hula. It's a really funny episode between the two of them, Billy Joel and Jimmy Fallon. Oh, my gosh, just wow. But anyways, here's Pressure. And speaking of pressure, before we take a listen to that, everyone feels the pressure. I mean, the Doobie Brothers, the doctors, who likes to go to the doctor? Ugh. Anyways, whether you're well or sick or just your monthly exam, it's never a good thing. I don't really like going to the doctor unless I have to, of course. Who does? Especially the dentist. Anyways, here's Pressure. And speaking of pressure, don't feel any pressure to call in. And that number is 646-668-2433. Again, it's 646-668-2433 if you'd like to call in and request a song. Here's Pressure.
You have to learn to pay.
once again, we're going to take a break there from Def Leppard, and I'm switching over, from Billy Joel. Sorry, big mistakes. A little tired here. It's been a long day. Anyways, the next song I'm going to play for you is Rock of Ages by Def Leppard. Enjoy and rock on!
Und Tag lieben Glauben Globen.
Anymore. I don't know, some of the hits like Lean On and, you know, they just don't make hits like that anymore. I mean, that's a good song, but nothing compares to the classic rock and 80s music. I don't know. And especially David Bowie, even though he's not really that time. But anyways, the next song you will be hearing is one of my personal favorites. It is called It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. hope you enjoy. And Billy Joel, rock on.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress flashy until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll.
And Roll to Me, and it's a hit of 1980 song, and that was off his album Glass Houses. The song was number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and that song is actually another one of my favorites. I love it. It's just, you could just listen to it and you can really see what he was getting at. It says music changes and from generation to generation. It's just a great song. Whew, it's really snowing hard out there. Wow, I guess winter just came knocking on our doors, better late than never up here in the Northeast. But anyways, I hope you guys all enjoyed the show. I'm going to be ending a little bit earlier than I'd like. But anyways, feel free anytime to do a show to call in, and stay tuned on my Facebook page. You know, listen to my preview shows, check them out, go on my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/DJ Styles. That's the purple guitar with a collage of various music artists in the background. Very easy to find. Tell your friends, tell your families, like it, share it, whatever. I hope you guys enjoy it. I work very hard to get these shows prepared for you guys, and I hope you have a great evening, and I hope you enjoyed the show once again. Have a great night, everyone, and rock on.